Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I hope you are loving all this information. I hope you found it valuable. I love going in and seeing which episodes people listen the most to. Right now, it seems like PR is the hottest topic. The episode that we did recently about the biggest misconception of PR is by far our episode with the most downloads. So that's kind of interesting to me. I love knowing what you guys want to hear about. And that's kind of surprising. I thought for sure it'd be more social media stuff, but I can talk PR all day long if you guys want to talk PR. And today's episode kind of goes into PR slash social media. It's like a good mix of the two. We are talking about negative reviews. I love this. I'm obsessed with negative reviews. I don't love getting them for our clients, but I feel like I have become the queen of responding to negative reviews. I will hereby give myself that title. When I first started my career, I worked for a property, a hotel property that was somewhat controversial because of the location. It was on a historic location. I mean, it's not like on the National Register of Historic Locations, but in this town, it was a very historic location. And some people were not happy that a development was put there. They wanted it to remain kind of natural and untouched. Kind of small town, small town USA, but other people love the development. So it was a very touchy subject in that town. And so you can imagine we received some very interesting feedback on social media. Now, this was like 10 years ago when Facebook was literally just becoming a thing for business. So I graduated high school. I'm going to sound old here. I graduated high school in 2004, which is actually the year that Facebook got started. Now, I was in high school, so I didn't have a college email address. So I got onto Facebook maybe a year or two later. But when I was getting out of grad school, like 2010 was when the like page got started. So social media has literally been a huge part of my career. And that's kind of how I really started to specialize in it, is because in every office that I was in, I was the youngest person in the office, and everyone didn't really know what to do with this social media thing. So they were like, I don't know, just give it to that young girl, like let Whitney handle it. So I became the Facebook girl. And again, that was before Instagram even existed. So, I learned a lot from, working at that property about responding to negative reviews. And I've worked, now the agency, we have worked with countless different types of businesses, restaurants, medical practices, spas, a lot of these things, you get reviews, right? So, I get this all the time. Like, what do you do when someone writes something terrible on your social media? Maybe it's on your Facebook, maybe it's on your Google reviews, maybe it's on TripAdvisor, whatever the case may be. When someone writes something and they are upset with your services or whatever the case may be, what do you do? In the past, I've had clients legitimately ask me to delete it. And my number one rule is I do not delete negative reviews. That, to me, shows that you have something to hide, right? It's just a lack of transparency. The whole point of social media is that it is a two-way conversation. Now, your website is a one-way. You can put whatever you want on your website and people can't comment on that. They can't, you know, raise a flag and say, this isn't true. You can say whatever the heck you want on your website, but the whole purpose of social media is for a two-way conversation. Now, I will say this. I do not delete anything unless, and number one, if they put like a racial slur or something in that, we don't tolerate that. Sorry, get out of here. Also, or racial, religious slur, any kind of slur based on, you know, gender, religion, politics, we don't do slurs. You know, like that's no. Number two, vulgar language. If they're dropping F-bombs left and right, sorry, get out of here. And also three, threatening another person, threatening the business, any kind of like aggressive threats. Now, I mean, a threat like I'm going to come in there and ask for a refund. Now, that's not the threat I'm talking about. Like I'm talking about like a legitimate threat. If they do one of those three things, I will delete it and I'll actually put a comment that says, I deleted Jeff's review, you know, or we deleted Jeff's review because it contained racial slurs and we will not stand for that on our page. I actually write that we deleted it because, again, it's all about transparency. So that's your kind of first rule of thumb is like, don't ever delete it. So you gotta, before responding, here's the first thing we do. So for example, if it's one of our restaurants or a resort or something, the moment I read the review, I take a screenshot of it. I send it to my point of contact with the hotel or the restaurant or whoever. And I ask them, I'm like, hey, can you find out the scoop of what happened with this? And you know, they read through it and they come back, usually pick up the phone and call me and tell me exactly what happened. And it's always interesting, like what people write versus what actually happened. And honestly, sometimes like what they wrote is the honest to God truth. And it's like a total nightmare that they went through. But you just kind of got to get, you know, there's two sides to every story, right? And I do believe that some people write negative reviews to get free stuff. Or because they're acting like children and they didn't get their way. And so they're like throwing their little fit. But before that, I find out our, you know, like the business's side of the story. Okay. Then I formulate a draft. When I formulate a draft, actually, the first thing I do is thank them. I always say the first thing is, hey, you know, Sally, thank you so much for taking time to share your experience, or thank you for bringing this to our attention, especially if it's something that we sincerely need to fix. It just depends on what I say for thank you, but I do thank them. Even if they're lying, I still thank them, because when someone is angry and they write something mean, they expect you to come back with a defensive answer immediately, right? They expect you to come back with, this isn't true. You la la la. So the moment that you come out of the gate with thank you, immediately, like they are soothed a little bit, you know, like that's a good way to like start the diffusion process. Okay. Cause even if they're lying, we still need to diffuse the situation. We don't want some crazy troll going hard, even harder, you know? So you formulate a draft thanking them. It does not need to be a super, super long draft. It needs to be short and to the point, but you do need to address every single thing they say in their review. If they go through and say, this happened and that happened, like all these different scenarios, I mean, if they're like, my eggs were burnt and my toast was burnt and my orange juice took 3 hours to come out, I mean, I wouldn't go through every single thing of those. But if they significantly, like, if they have actually like three significant different issues or something like that, I would definitely address it. Don't just like, oh, address that, you know, your room wasn't ready, and then it totally leave off the part about like, you know, the accidental charge on their bill or something like that. Like, you have to address each issue in there. And again, you don't have to go into like these long, long details, but you do need to address them, let them know you're looking into it, or it's been refunded to their account, or blah, blah, blah. So here's the kicker too. If you are truly at fault, and sometimes this is the case with our clients, it just happens, y'all. Sometimes if you as the business are truly at fault, you need to admit it and apologize. This will go a long way with the people that are watching this. You know, like people put in the emoji or the meme of Michael Jackson eating the popcorn in the movie theater. That is like real life. People are sitting there watching. And it goes a long way when you as a business are able to admit when you did something wrong, or when your service wasn't up to par, or when one of your staff members made a mistake. You know, so if you're truly at fault, just admit it. Now, on the opposite side, and we do see this regularly, if the person is sincerely lying, I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I would not sit there and say, you know, if they are actually lying, I don't think you should take blame for it. You know, I'm sorry we did this or we did that. No, if they are sincerely lying, then I think you can address that, but you have to take it in a very, very professional manner. Okay. Do not bust out with "that isn't true." We are not going to sit here and have an argument back and forth. In fact, the goal of your response is to be so to the point, short, and provide closure to the situation. Do not start asking them more questions. You do not want to have this thread continue. So the purpose of your response is to close the door, to have like nothing that they can come back and argue again, because sometimes they will. So don't be asking them questions and things like that. So one time we had someone who just like literally bold-faced lied. The manager spoke with them. The owner was there. This was for a restaurant. It was not just the server saying like, "Hey, this happened." I mean, like we had facts of like numerous people in the restaurant that were like, "Whoa, this is not how it went down." And it was probably because the meal was really expensive and the people wanted their money back. But anyway, so if they are lying and you really have to address it, here's kind of like something I might say. So, "Hi, Jessica, thank you for your feedback. We're disappointed to hear that you didn't enjoy your experience. Unfortunately, your description of the occurrence is different than our management staff recounted. Our manager, Brian, spoke with you directly about the policy when you came back to the desk and you acknowledged blah, blah, blah." You know, and then you take it from there. I'd probably end that review with, you know, "We would sincerely like to resolve the issue with you if you could please call manager Brian at blah, blah, blah number." So it's important to keep it really professional. No blaming the customer, even when they're lying. It is very tempting. But that last statement that I just said, like, that's about as, you know, aggressive as I would go, you know. And some businesses out there just lay down and take it and they apologize no matter what. And I personally think I just have too much fight in me. And also as a consumer, I wear my consumer hat, and I do know, and y'all do too, people lie to get free stuff. So it's really challenging, but you know, I do think your followers are watching to see how you handle this. So it is important for you to always take the high road. And like I said, try to keep the response short and to the point. The key is that every time you write something, the last sentence should be, you know, asking them to contact you offline, whether that's sending you a DM, giving you a name and a phone number to call. And I would say, you know, like, "We would sincerely appreciate the opportunity to make this right for you. Could you please give, you know, our manager, Brian, a call, you know, anytime Monday through Friday, you know, at this phone number, and he would love to personally discuss with you." You know, Now, I will say 90% of the time, they won't do it. They won't call. They basically never do. Really, people are just getting on and lashing out to make themselves feel better. Or like I said, like they're pulling a little temper tantrum. They didn't get their way. And sometimes they know they're lying, and they know that they agreed to a policy or they agreed to a situation or whatever. And they're just irritated and they want their money back. And they have no other option. So all they do is go and lash out. And hopefully anyone out there listening to this is not one of those people, because that's lame, y'all. Like, you know, if you really feel like you've been done wrong by a business, reach out to them. I actually personally had a moment like this. Gosh, it was during Christmas. I ordered an item. I'll not say the business name. I mean, it's just some online company anyway. But I ordered an item for a Christmas gift, and it was a very, very expensive item. And I ordered multiples of them because it was like towels or something. But it was really, really expensive. And we got them in, and actually another family member had bought several towels also. So we like had way too many towels. So I was trying to return them, and I read the return policy very, very clearly. I had everything in order. It said it can't have the package open. You can't do this. You know, like they can't be used, obviously. You have to return them in the exact plastic packaging, blah, blah, blah. And they were. I kept them pristine. They like literally looked like they just came out of the box. I never even took them out of the box. So I reached out to them and they did not respond. I tried to email the email on their website. It bounced back. And then I'm starting to get concerned, like, oh God, are they not legit? Or like, what's going on here? Then I try to go through their social media. I send them a DM on Instagram and on Facebook. No response. I followed up a week later with all three of those. No response. Finally, somebody on their Facebook Messenger wrote me back and said, hey, no problem. You know, like they reminded me of the policy, like, hey, they have to be in the original packaging. They have to be unused, la, la, la. And I was like, yes, you know, like, I totally understand. They are in the original packaging. And the person said, okay, I'm going to send you a return label. So they did not write back. Weeks went by. I followed up. No response. More weeks went by. Followed up. No response. So this was in December. And finally, probably in about April, I literally had followed up with them like 8 times, because we're talking about like $400 worth of towels here. So I followed up with them and no response. So finally, I went and wrote a Google review, and I was even very gracious in the review. I said, here, you know, here's what's happened with this company. I've tried to return. I've tried to communicate with them. I followed up with them numerous times. No one will respond. You know, I even wrote in the review, like, I understand that right now with COVID, people are very, very short staffed. But at this point, when I've had to follow up 10 times, this is inappropriate. Like, this is poor business. The end. The next day, I never even got a response from them. They literally just refunded the money to my account, which was nice. But I really didn't want a full refund because I kept some of the towels. So like I wasn't expecting a full refund. I just wanted someone to freaking respond to me so I could return like the 2 extra sets of towels or 3 extra sets. But they refunded me the full thing and they never even responded. And so I was like, oh geez, but that makes me sad. It makes me sad that that's what we have to do in business now to be able to get someone to give us what is right. You know what I mean? It's kind of like at the airlines. If you go up to the desk and you act really nice and you're like, hi, I requested this, blah, blah, blah. They're just like, sorry. But if you go up there and throw a fit, act a fool, cuss somebody out, you'll get what you want. So part of me says, shame on you to the users, these people who just like write these reviews because they're mad and they didn't get their way. Part of me says shame on you to those people, but also part of me says shame on these businesses out there that don't respond to people and do the right thing until we throw a fit. So I think there's fault on both sides. Like, come on, businesses, like, do the right thing. You know, if somebody writes in and they say it nicely and they sincerely, like, have been done wrong or didn't get something they were supposed to get, freaking make it right. Because now what you've done is you have trained users out there and customers that they have to throw a fit in order to receive what's correct, you know? So that's frustrating on both sides. Like, me as a public relations professional, like, I'm sitting here having to respond to these people who are lashing out, which, whatever. I mean, it's actually kind of interesting to see. Like, I really love actually trying to, like, make them happy. Like, how can I diffuse the situation and actually make them happy? But, you know, like, it's such a bummer that we have to, like, that businesses have trained people to do that. So I will say this before we wrap it up. One of the most important factors of this whole thing is that you have to act really, really quickly. When you see a negative review pop up, especially like one that is really charged or maybe like something like really scary is in the, like, we had a roach in our bed, you know? Oh, sorry. We had a roach in our bed or something like that. You know, that obviously you have to act so fast, especially for something that's like really outrageous. Because if you don't, there's going to be 20 other comments in the feed. And now you've got 20 more fires to put out. You've got a whole thread of people talking back and forth about, oh my God, your business did this, your business did that. And then it catches the algorithm and it gets more visibility because of all of the activity on the post. So you have to act fast to get a response. And sometimes, like, I text the screenshot to the manager or the owner because I have to know immediately, like, what happened? What happened? Let me respond to this. Because again, otherwise the thing can get out of control and you're like, then you've got a bigger problem. So, and also, you know, it's really important to talk it through with the team, whether it's the operations staff or the manager, because sometimes, you know, depending on what you're getting reviews about, but like there might be a pattern forming. And I always tell people, like, there's some truth to reviews, you know, like it might hurt to see somebody like just bashing your business like that. But sometimes, like, you got to take like step back. Don't take it personally. Maybe there is legitimately something you and your business can take from this review to give better service in the future. You know, it's like going to therapy. Like, you know, both parties usually have something, you know, fault to go through or whatever, you know, like, so maybe there's a pattern forming. If you're getting 10 reviews about a specific team member, I've done it before. We had a restaurant and every time they would specifically describe this person was dreadful. They were rude. They did this, they did that. And I finally started realizing that it's true. It's true. And so I had to go to the manager and I was like, hey, this person is a problem. In the past month, we've gotten 6 negative reviews about their attitude. This is an issue, you know, or it's a menu item, you know, like everybody who orders the salmon hates the salmon, or it's soggy, or it's blah, blah, blah. So like sometimes there can be truth to reviews that will actually help you grow. So if you can swallow your pride, not let your ego get in the way and actually like really listen to what the person is saying, they're giving you valuable feedback of how to make your business better. Now, there's also like one little scenario like where people, you know, have like they threaten you with reviews. That's not cool. Like they haven't written the review yet, but like, if you don't do this, I'm going to write a review. Honestly, this is garbage. Garbage. Do not let them back you into a corner with that. I actually had a friend who owns a business and they had a client who had already paid for an annual program. And the person had already gotten, I mean, they went to the first few retreats. They got a bunch of the services. You know, like they had made it more than halfway through the program and they weren't really excited about their results for numerous reasons. Some of them were actually their own fault. But they had already gotten more than half of the services and they contacted the business and said, I want my money back. And the business was like, hey, you've already received, you know, this is like a conversation on the phone or email or something, not on like, you know, on a public forum. And they were like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, there's no, you know, refunds. Like, number one, in the contract that you signed, there's no refunds, but also like you've received like 65, 70% of the services and your spot, you know, we've already also paid for your spot at the next retreat and we can't get that money back either. So at this point, like you have, you know, received like almost every bit of the services from this year. Like, I'm sorry that things haven't panned out the way that you wanted, but some of that, you know, is due to things that you decided to change and things that you took a different direction on. So we're not giving you a refund. And the person blew up and said, if you don't give me a refund by this Saturday, I'm going to blast you all over the internet. I have friends too that don't like you and they are going to blast you too. And so my friend that owns the business called me and was like, Whitney, what do I do? Do I need to like hire you or do I need some kind of like reputation management campaign? And here's what I said. I was like, you know what? With a person like this, I'd call their bluff. Just do it. I mean, it is kind of scary to be like, you know, just let them like know that it's coming, you know? But if, you know, that's what I told her. I was like, honestly, like if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. But don't let them back you into a corner because this is wrong. Like you sincerely, they signed a contract. You sincerely have given them more than half of the benefits of the entire program. And now they're trying to back out because they changed things and things haven't gone their way. So you haven't done anything wrong. Honestly, I would just let them know like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you a refund. And if they do write a review and they blast you, then you write up a very honest response that says that, hi, Sally, I don't even know who the person was. Hi, Sally, you know, thank you for taking time to share your thoughts. Unfortunately, you know, agreed to this program and signed a contract that said no refunds. Additionally, you've already received more than 70% of the year's programming and benefits, and we've even paid for your upcoming spot at the next retreat. So at this point, you know, you have received almost all of the services from this year. And, you know, while things didn't work out, like many of that was from your own choices. So, you know, we always want to see our clients succeed. But also, you know, we have rendered the services and we aren't able to give you a refund. If I read that as a user, just somebody seeing that review, I would immediately be like, yeah, you know what? That person's wrong. That customer is wrong. And I would, you know, and again, just be transparent of like, you already paid for this and, you know, you've already received more than half the services. If I read that as a person not knowing the whole scenario at all, I would honestly side with the business and be like, yeah, I mean, the person signed a contract and they got almost all of the services. So it's really scary to call someone's bluff like that. But at the same time, you cannot be freaking blackmailed over a review. And also, if they do that, if they write a review, one bad review is not going to take you down. Now, I don't like bad reviews, obviously, but one bad review is not going to take down your whole business. The people who know you, who love you, who know that you provide a great service or whatever, they are going to continue to support you. And so you are going to get bad reviews. You've got to just take it, see what you can learn from it, respond, be transparent, thank them for their feedback, you know, and move forward. So don't ever let somebody blackmail you with a review. And if you're thinking about doing that to a business, that's garbage. And you should really rethink that, you know, just people, you can't use a review to get what you want out of life. Like that is like borderline, that's basically blackmail, right? Like I'm going to slander you on the internet if you don't give me what I want. No, we're better than that, y'all. Come on. Treat people how you want to be treated. There's a reason they call it the golden rule. So I hope this is helpful to you. If you're getting a negative review or something, gosh, I hope this little checklist is helpful for you. Really take it, you know, see how you can hear them out. And many times you can actually turn it into a positive response and they will delete the review sometimes. You know, get them off, take them offline. be sincere, let them talk to the manager and see if there's a way that you can make them happy. And I'd say 50-50. Sometimes you really can turn it around, but don't let the haters get you down, y'all. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialies, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.